More than 500,000 young people lined the streets of Krakow and filled the park of Błonie for a meeting with Pope Benedict at the end of his third day in Poland. The enthusiastic multitude sang and waved Polish and Vatican flags. They cheered, clapped, and called out Benedict's name, many times interrupting a long speech. The Pope told them not to be afraid or run from the desire for a full, happy, and successful life. The fear of failure, he said, can sometimes frustrate even the most beautiful dreams. The Pope told the young not to be afraid to build their lives on the Church and with the Church. Benedict addressed the huge crowd from the same place where, in the past, Pope John Paul addressed similar crowds. Saturday was a day devoted to the memory of John Paul. In the morning, Benedict visited the cathedral where John Paul was baptized and his childhood home in the town of Wadowice. He also stopped at two shrines where John Paul used to pray. At one of them, he said he hoped that John Paul would be made a saint soon.
Spero che la provvidenza ci conceda presto.
He said, may Providence allow us to enjoy in the near future the beatification and canonization of the beloved John Paul II. Benedict is scheduled to visit the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz on Sunday. The papal spokesman, Joaquin Navarro-Valls, said this stop had not originally been planned, but Benedict said he could not fail to go there. The spokesman said it would not be Benedict's first visit to Auschwitz. When he was not yet Pope, he went with John Paul in 1979, and the following year he led a group of German bishops. The papal spokesman said Pope Benedict would go there as a son of the German people, just as John Paul had gone there as a son of the Polish people. Sabina Castelfranco, VOA News, Krakow.